Chapter 3. Poncho and the Clan. Tough times make tough people. Benny Binion. Drinkers demanded a finished product, but suckers would pay for nothing but a chance. That's why Binion considered liquor a mere stepping stone. Soon he saw something that offered more promise than traffic in forbidden whiskey. He saw lucky numbers. "In about 1928, I opened up what they call a policy," he said. This propelled him into a wider and more adventurous criminal world, and the profits were sensational. The policy games were nothing more than simple lotteries in which players tried to pick three lucky digits. Each operator employed a team of runners, known as policy writers, who fanned out across town with sheets of numbers printed daily in red, green, and black. Players could bet a dime for a chance to win as much as $10. Winners were selected twice a day by the turning of the policy wheels. Some of the devices were actually spinning wheels, while others were small rotating barrels from which the winning numbers were plucked. Operators set the odds and controlled the payouts, and applied the fix as necessary. It was a common practice for them to survey the bets, determine which numbers would make the house the most money, and maneuver to select those. With no oversight, they ensured their own handsome returns. Policy operations stayed mobile to avoid raids and robberies. Not much equipment was needed. The wheel, a mimeograph to print tickets, and an adding machine to tally the proceeds. The game might spend time under bare light bulbs in a sweltering room of a fleabag hotel before decamping to the smoky rear parlors of a side street tavern. If operators got a tip that a raid was coming, they could pack up and be gone in minutes. Though Binion had entered the policy business with some apprehension, it didn't take long, about 12 hours, to see that he had strolled into a gold mine. "I started with $56, he recalled. "The first day I made $800. Even at its best, bootlegging never offered margins like that.